You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You've been successful for a few years now. Have you ever had a regular job?
I worked at Starbucks and FedEx, and oh my God, horrible.
Oh, was it really bad?
Starbucks was cool because I stole cheese danishes every day. FedEx was so depressing. It was just the spirit there, just older dudes like just pushing boxes, but okay with it. And it scared the living hell out of me. So I quit after a week and 4 days.
How long did you work at Starbucks?
2.5 years. And This lady named Cindy, she was a new manager. She hated on me. And she fired me, and I hope she's watching because I still hate her.
Cindy,
I hate you so much. I hate you, Cindy.
Is Cindy aware of your success?
I hope, and I hope it. Her firing me was the greatest moment of my life.
Was it really?
My change was free.
Wow, how did she do it? She sit you down and say it's time to go?
Nah, dude, one of the shift managers warned me like 10 minutes before she fired me, so I had 9 minutes to call my mom asking her what I should do.
Oh.
Yeah, it was tight. Somebody was like, yo, you're getting fired in 9 minutes, boy.
And what did your mom tell you to do?
First, she was going to sue Starbucks. Then we figured out they did nothing wrong.
That's no reason not to sue.
The phone. So, that was 9 minutes. I had about 4 minutes left to figure out what to do. So I manned up and said, all right, I'll get fired. And I ate like 3 cheese danishes.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Welcome back to Chris Chats With. If you're still tuning in to this monthly discussion, I thank you. I started out with this Tyler, the Creator interview on Jimmy Kimmel because I don't know anything more relatable right now. Working or not working, a lot of us are doing something temporary, and that's okay. You heard Tyler. He was at Starbucks for 2 years, yo. We got this. All right, let's do this. This month's topic took me on a full quest. like full Harriet the Spy gathering information around here. Half this episode was honestly for me. I learned a lot about stuff I should have years ago, but luckily my learning experience can be somebody else's. Today, we're going to talk about union membership, specifically AEA or Actors Equity Association. I want to start by saying this is absolutely not a diss track about the union. AEA provides actors so much. Like, without a union, we would be even more screwed than we already are. Yes, there is work to be done. Choreographer acknowledgement, controlling producer greed, 8 shows a week, because why? But I'm not here to bash. I'm only here to explore. When trying to come up with this episode, all I could think was, where do I start? How about joining? So, like, how does someone join AEA, right? There are 2 main ways to join AEA. Via the point system or joining a union-affiliated show. I joined AEA at the age of 20, and like many members, I signed the contract because I wanted the job. My contract was union-based, and so that was all she wrote. Plus, I had done some other work that had gotten me some points, but to be honest, I was pretty new to the whole situation, so the point thing kind of confused me. When working at a regional theater, a friend of mine chose not to join the union at the moment. Though the theater she was at was part of Equity, her contract was based on the point system. She decided to wait until she got an Equity production contract. Now, I went to performing arts college for 4 years, and I was yesterday years old when I fully understood that. What the hell? Like many good salesmen, Equity promotes the benefits of joining. And there's a lot of benefits, let me tell you. Tax help, discounts for retail, media, fitness, resources to find work, a credit union you can join, and so on. It can seem excessive, but it's a paid membership, so it makes sense. Arguably, the most important benefit is technically not Actors Equity. The Equity League Benefits Fund oversees pension, 401k, and health care plans for union members. As an employee, this is a vital part of joining a union. Pension? Not pension? That's that good, good. I want that. I see myself in Vegas at age 76 with that. Well, maybe 86 the way things are going. But yeah, I planned ahead and signed up for that the first chance I got, okay? The key to starting to understand AEA was becoming active on the website. That's the place to go, over phone calls or seeing somebody in person. It's user-friendly and packed with every resource you could think of. The daily newsletter is probably the most crucial part. It talks about all the current things AEA is doing. Before exploring the website, I really only read the handful of emails that I chose to read. They share a lot of information, but there's so much you can easily drown in it. These days, our attention spans are about the size of a raisin. AEA would benefit from some new age vamp. Really important news has to catch the eye and get people to read. I only read it because I was curious, and that's the issue. This isn't just some, oh, if I like it, I'll read it type information. We as members have to take part in our own membership and stay informed. Because when shit hits the fan and the drama goes on, we inevitably are the last to know, even though ironically, it'll probably affect us the most. The biggest part of change is doing something different. We as members want change, right? Well, we all gotta move different together. Otherwise, what's the point? So the website, a goldmine of information. But classic me, I found everything but what I was looking for. I wanted to know if there was a standard AEA membership contract. Not an AE contract from a specific show, but a Welcome to Equity contract. I tried to flash back to being 20. I remember signing some shit and being told I had a retirement fund now. I've kept every contract I've ever signed. If I was given a copy, of course. And that's where my memory stops. Did I sign a production contract and something else? I truly don't remember. I just know I signed my name a lot at my first Broadway rehearsal. In my manhunt through the website, I came across something that suggested such a contract might exist. Under the Resources tab, there is a Resource for Producers option. Clicked that. Then, I clicked on Agreements and Forms, and it read the following. If you would like to read a particular union agreement or have questions regarding a specific agreement, please contact your regional equity officer. Equity agreement? Huh? What's that? Because that doesn't sound like a production contract. In a tab labeled for producers? Huh? What's going on? No clue. At first, I felt mad dumb. Just like baffled, you know? Then I started asking around the block and found out we were all clueless. I compiled some answers together, you know. Let's laugh together, friend, shall we?
I had no idea, so
I actually don't think I know.
I have absolutely no idea.
If we're guessing, it would be on my equity portal.
I have no idea.
I didn't know we had a contract with Actors Equity.
The AEA membership contract?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
I can totally be making this up, but I want to say my contract would be in a manila folder in my office where I keep all of my...
No idea.
To be honest, I have no idea.
Top of my head, if I weren't to cheat, literally no idea.
Oh, God, I have no idea. No clue.
Membership contract? I'm guessing member ed, new members, equities, rules, and important tips for members?
Contract maybe? In my email archives.
Crazy. Did I or did I not sign an AEA membership contract? And what equity agreement can producers request access to? Sheesh. Crazier thing is I'm not leaving AEA anytime soon. Coronavirus caused the dues payment to become super mellow, and they're still trying to put an influence and make change into the community. However, I can't help but notice how it feels like they might be getting the short end of the stick. For example, one email I actually read was about the Open Culture Project coming to the city. Apparently, the project didn't meet the minimum pay wages or COVID protocols. In my head, I'm like, cool, thanks for the heads up, won't be doing that project. But there's also, why weren't you guys a part of the meeting that created the project? Seems like everyone else was in on it except for the people who have to make it happen. And clearly, no representative AEA attended those meetings, right? Right? I'm done. Nope. Harriet is done sleuthing. Over and out. For real, what do we do now? We move different. See, in the past, I would be like, well, there it is. More proof that the man is keeping me down. Blah, blah, blah. Same excuses. Blah. I've known reform was needed long before it was trending on social media. With the information I found, I hope to stay in the light and not move back into the dark. I will slowly but surely start becoming an active member. At least a cognizant one. Read shit I should be reading. Ask questions that people don't want me to ask. I have to start participating. I think we all should. We see it happening in all aspects of our culture right now. We are in the exposure phase. The only way this phase won't repeat, like it has in the past, is a transition into an action phase. If we have any hope of change, we gotta become doers, not Instagram posters. And I'm dragging myself, okay? Don't worry. Like I said, exposure phase. Let's start doing. Okay, Harriet is done. Special thanks to the various ensemble members for sharing with us this week. The Ensemblist was produced today by Mo Brady, Jackson Klein, and me, Christine Shepherd. There are two great ways you can be helping the Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and the second is by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/theensemblist. Please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that be on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at our home on Broadway Podcast Network at bpn.fm. You can also follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.